This week on Young Money Radio, 1.5 million people graduate from college each year and begin to settle into the real world. It's time to deal with financial independence, maybe for the first time. What are the common mistakes young people make and how can you avoid them? Young America's financial coach, Peter Billigas, will talk to us about how to position yourself to avoid financial disaster and how to start making the right financial decisions now so your financial future will be brighter. It's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from allstudentloan.org, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
InCharge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886, 877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Young Money Radio.
Okay, and we're very glad to have you along with us on the show today. This is Mike Sciano, and joining us on the creditbooster.com guest line, as all our guests do, is a very special guest. Peter Billigas joins us. He is Young America's financial coach. Peter, it's been a while since we've talked. It's great to have you back on.
Well, thank you. Glad to be back.
Peter, of course, is a licensed financial advisor and author of Getting Loaded, A Complete Personal Finance Guide for Students and Young Professionals. Peter, before we start talking about the topic at hand, which is renter's insurance, insurance for young people in general, and some other young person financial topics, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with financial education.
Well, I got involved simply because I made a terrible mistake that I now warn people to be very careful of. And that was when I got to college, I didn't really have much in the way of financial training. As you know, the high schools really don't do too much of it. That's getting a lot better now, but when I was in school a little while ago, it wasn't so much the case. And I signed up for every credit card they threw in front of me, mainly to get the free T-shirt or the free pizza or whatever the prize of the day was. And pretty soon I found myself $5,000 in credit card debt. And it really hit me one day when a bill came in and I couldn't even make the minimum payment. And I realized, you know, I don't exactly know how the credit card system works, but I know if I can't pay the minimum, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And from that day on, I started reading about personal finance, reading as many books as I could get my hands on, and the st- started to pay my way out of debt. It took me 4 years, but I was able to do it. And then I published that book, Getting Loaded, which is a complete personal finance guide for students and young professionals. Got my financial planning license, and now I travel the country speaking at colleges and high schools and also to young professionals, trying to tell them not to make the same mistakes that I did.
Well, you've been out there talking to thousands and thousands of young people about the topic of money, as you say. And tell us some of the things that you've learned over the years, Peter, in doing this. Are there some common themes that you find, other than simply not knowing a whole lot about how to manage money, are there some other things that you've noticed as you speak to people across the country?
There are a few things that that kind of stick out in my mind, and one of them I know we're going to talk about today, and that is just the concept of insurance. A lot of times, young people skip over that, and that is just for a number of reasons. It's not the most exciting thing to think about. It's not. I don't often get questions about insurance. What I often get questions of, something along the lines of, can you recommend a hot stock that I should buy, or you know, possibly somebody talking about, you know, should I get a credit card or should I not? And insurance is one of those subjects where people kind of skip over it, and it's often to their own peril. I have a statement that I say in my speeches often, in a lot of the stuff that I write, that insurance is actually more important than investing. Some of the college students that I come across that have are in serious debt, you know, the media would often have us think, well, those students were just going to Cancun and partying it up, and that's why they're in debt. And the truth is, that is a number of students who do that, but it's actually a small number. Most of the people on a young level are in serious debt simply because they weren't properly insured. And you could have the best budget in the world, you could have a terrific job that's paying you ample amount of money, but if you don't have the right insurance, then all of that stuff is instantly going to be wiped out, and you could instantly find yourself $10,000 in debt, $20,000 in debt, and maybe even more.
Peter Billigas joining us on the show. He's Young America's financial coach, a speaker, an author, consultant, speaks to corporations as well as to colleges and young people, and does an excellent job. We'll give the website, Peter, and talk about some of the programs and products that you have that are really must-haves for young people. Why do you think insurance is kind of the subject that even adults don't really want to deal with?
Well, you know, when you look at insurance as a product, it's basically a product that if all goes well, you'll never use it.
Right.
And, you know, that's never something I want to buy, something that I can use right away. And it just, you know, it's not as exciting as buying a stock and doubling your money. But even though it's not as exciting, I would say that it is twice as important. That would be one thing about insurance. And then I would say the second thing is, a lot of times people believe that either they are already covered somewhere, or perhaps that that they simply cannot afford it.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about, you mentioned renter's insurance, that's something where people, lots of tenants, and this is very common, people just believe that they're already covered, that if a pipe bursts in their apartment, the landlord would actually pay to repair their laptop computer or buy them a new plasma TV. And the truth is, as crazy as it sounds, that's actually not the case. You as the tenant, if something is destroyed, even if it's something that was caused by the structure itself, you would still be responsible for replacing that. And a lot of young people just simply don't realize that.
Yeah, a lot of people think they don't have anything of value, but even if you take the basics, like you say, a laptop computer, you might think, well, all I have is a laptop. Well, that's probably an expensive laptop that you need
to
protect.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of young people don't think they have a lot of valuable stuff for the simple reason that they might have accumulated it over the last 5 years as a result of holiday gifts, graduation gifts, birthday gifts. So, you know, maybe I don't feel that my iPod cost $300 because I didn't buy my iPod. I got it for a birthday present, or this laptop was a graduation present. But absolutely, add all this stuff together, you know, those 50 trips that you've taken to the mall over the last 5 years, you know, all your clothes, easily you're at $10,000 even without the fancy stuff. And I've known some people who have a $10,000 entertainment system alone with just their DVD and their speakers and their plasma. So absolutely, it does really add up quick. And again, I'd say, you know, another reason, well, why do people skip over insurance? They say, well, I don't need that. All this stuff in here is worth, you know, I don't know, $800. But the reality is to replace all that stuff would easily be $10,000, maybe even more.
Peter Billigas joining us, our special guest. He's Young America's financial coach. And, of course, he's the author of Getting Loaded, a complete personal finance guide for students and young professionals. You know, Peter, sometimes with insurance, maybe it's that the young person, while they're in college, certainly while they were living at home, maybe their parents took care of all their insurance needs, and now they're out on their own, and they're totally in the dark, not sure what they should have or what mom and dad used to pay or what's being. So I guess part of it might be maybe the parents have some responsibility if they have been paying for some of the insurance costs to kind of pass the baton properly.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, with some insurance, like your car insurance, often that's spoon-fed to you because you can't buy a car and get a loan on that car unless you have the proper insurance. And it's going to be the loan company or the bank that's going to tell you what you should buy. A lot of times when it comes to something like health insurance, people either get it through their employer or they just absolutely simply give up and don't even try an alternative method.
Our special guest is Peter Billigas. He's Young America's financial coach, and this is a special edition of Young Money Radio. Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Credit card debt was ruining my life.
I didn't know what to do.
I was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Have you exceeded your limits? Are collectors constantly calling? Do you feel overwhelmed by debt? Then take the path of others like you. Let InCharge Debt Solutions help.
Working with InCharge sets my mind at ease.
InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit organization that makes your financial freedom the number one priority. We can help you escape the debt trap.
One client, I'll never forget her. It was her last payment, and she just wanted to call me and say she couldn't believe she was out of debt.
You make one affordable monthly payment. InCharge does the rest.
InCharge, stop the collection calls.
InCharge Debt Solutions changed my life.
Take advantage of this wonderful service that's private and confidential. Please don't wait another minute. Gather your bills and call InCharge today for help.
877-438-6886. That's 877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
Young Money Radio.
We're back, and our special guest is Peter Billigas, author, speaker, financial educator, focuses on how young people can set up a solid financial foundation. And Peter, you're talking about different ways for people to get themselves insured.
People really should look into alternative methods when it comes to health insurance or disability insurance, something like possibly getting insured through an association, buying what is known as catastrophe insurance, which is a health insurance policy that kicks in only after maybe $5,000 worth of damages is paid by you. You know, trying to find creative ways to get that insurance, the health insurance and the disability insurance. Again, without it, you really don't have a financial plan. When it comes to something like renter's insurance, which again is another type of insurance that young people just skip over far too often, that is a place where mom and dad can really help, because a lot of most young people could get a renter's insurance policy for maybe about $15-$20 a month. And the good thing is that actually can be bought as a gift. So you're a parent right now, and you're son is about to or just graduated, or he's going to graduate this year, and you're trying to figure out what to get him, what's the hottest new item, you know, a great thing is to get him actually an insurance policy, a renter's insurance policy. Unfortunately, it's probably too expensive to buy some sort of health insurance for him, maybe too expensive to buy a disability. But what you do if you give your child some sort of renter's insurance policy is basically two things. Not only are they insured, but also you kind of nudge them with a, hey, I'm giving you something that sort of is going to open your eyes to the fact that now you are in charge of your financial life. It's the same thing that a parent, you know, if you gave your kid $500, that's not really saying you're in charge of your financial life. If you gave them $500 and said, we're going to go to our brokerage company and open a Roth IRA with this money, then you're getting started them on their financial life. You know, if you sent them $200 and said, I want you to make sure you buy renter's insurance, you know, that's a pretty good start. But to actually buy the policy for them and say, I did this because it's important to have insurance, that's really kind of a thing that parents should really consider.
Yeah, and it's a great way to begin the conversation, if nothing else, to get things. A lot of parents, I'm sure you've had people ask you this, Peter, where, you know, it's like, what do I do? Where do I start? I want to be a good role model. I want to get things going with my son or daughter. I'm not quite sure how to start. And I found that if they just do some of these things like you're recommending, just kind of get the ball rolling, it opens up the conversation.
Right. Absolutely. You know, the thing that you could sit down with if you're a parent, sit down with your child, and if they recently, they graduated, you know, last spring, or if they're graduating this year, it's never too early to get started and say, okay, the job that you have right now, go down to your human resources department and find out what you have for a health insurance policy and what it covers. Find out if your human resources department has any sort of way for you to buy disability insurance, or possibly, again, you may already be covered. Those are great places to start when it comes to health insurance or disability insurance. And if you don't have much luck there, going to your alumni association or maybe your professional association, whatever that may be, those can often help with health and disability. When it comes to renter's insurance, Liberty Mutual has a great site called youcovered.com. And what's cool about it is that you can go on and basically find out roughly how much a renter's insurance policy would cost without giving up any of your own information. So you can just go on and check it out, and you know, they don't ask for your name or anything like that. So that's a kind of a pretty cool feature. And those would be three great places to start with those three insurances: your human resources department, the current associations that you're doing business with, and then youcovered.com is a great user-friendly site.
That's the great thing about the web, isn't it, Peter? You can now go online, you can get quotes on not just insurance, but on so many other financial services.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a great thing, and it makes it so easy where, you know, you're pretty much out of excuses when it's coming to that. And again, it might just be something that that the parents they need to nudge. You know, if 5 years ago, my mom said to me, you know, I definitely want you to go and, you know, check out some renter's insurance, or definitely talk to your human resources department about disability insurance. I would have probably put that at the bottom of the list, you know, maybe put the flat screen TV a little bit higher towards the top. So it might be the parents that need to keep pushing on this until it's done. And one of the reasons that I say that is a young person just starting out, if they don't have the proper insurance, and let's say they do become the victim of a medical accident, or maybe that pipe bursts in their apartment and everything is ruined. You know, if I just got my first job and I'm making $32,000 a year and all of my stuff is ruined, who am I going to go to for the money if I don't have the proper insurance? I'm probably going to go to mom and dad. So parents is kind of, they have a vested interest in this thing as well.
Peter Billigas, our guest. He's Young America's financial coach, author, speaker, consultant, and educator. And we're talking about insurance now. But Peter, I know you teach basically you help young people, young professionals build a financial foundation. And we've talked about health and disability and renter's insurance, how important they are. What other areas should young people be looking at to continue to build that foundation financially?
One of the things they definitely want to do is they always want to stay on top of their credit report and their credit score. There are various studies about this, so the numbers fluctuate just a little bit, but it's been said that up to 70% of Americans have a mistake on their credit report that is not their fault. 70%, so two out of every three of your listeners right now has a mistake that is not their fault on their credit report. And sometimes it's something very simple like the last digit of their zip code is wrong, but sometimes it's very catastrophic where literally their credit report has been crossed with someone else's and that other person, you know, might have a personal bankruptcy that's showing up on your report. Another terrific website, very easy to remember, annualcreditreport.com. Young people should go to that website once a year for the rest of their life. You can get your credit report on there for free. You can check it out and look it over for mistakes. And if you see something that doesn't really look right, right there through the website, you can submit to have that mistake investigated. And if it turns out to be false, have it corrected. And that's something that young people should do every year for the rest of their life.
Peter, you've been talking to people for a long time. When do you think is there a line? When do you grow to a point where you're not considered young when it comes to your money? When do you think you should be at a point, age-wise, where you've kind of got some of these things fairly well figured out and in place?
Well, one of the things that I tell college students that I speak to is I have basically said to them, you know, anything you can do before the age of 30 is just gravy. That's going to be the gravy train. That's going to be icing on the cake. That's going to just catapult you. And when I say anything, I mean anything. I mean if you can save $1,000 in that decade, that's going to be a terrific jumpstart that you're going to have on other people. Most Americans start investing in the stock market on average when they turn 33 years old, so that's kind of the average age. And then most investment plans that you'll read about from financial advisors or whatever have some sort of timeline of about 30 years. So with the average retirement age being around 65 right now, some people say you've got to have all your ducks in a row absolute latest at age 35. But really it's a question of, you know, if you get started like I did when you're 18, things get a lot easier when you become 30, 31, or 35, whatever, because, you know, you've got so much already done, and the options that I have right now, simply because I got started so early, are 10 times someone who might have started when they were 29 years old or 30 years old. I think, Mike, a lot of times people get frustrated that there's too much to do. Like he said, okay, I got to go to renter's insurance, and then I got to do this health insurance and human resources and check my credit. And I just tell people, you know, pick one thing, pick something small and simple and get started on it right now. It's not like you have to do all of this by today at 4 o'clock. Pick something. Go to one of these websites. Go to annualcreditreport.com. Go to youcovered.com and just look around and check it out. And that's kind of one step. And then maybe next week you're going to go to your human resources department, and that's another step. And even though you're not investing a lot of cold, hard cash, what you're basically doing is you are getting started on your financial life and building this theme that, you know what, I'm in control now. I got to take care of everything. I'm off my parents' health insurance. You know, their homeowner's insurance no longer protects me with these things. So I got to step up and do this stuff myself.
Our special guest is Peter Villegas. He's Young America's financial coach. And this is a special edition of Young Money Radio.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
In charge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Young Money Radio.
Peter Billigas, our special guest. He's a speaker and author. We'll give you the website or websites in a second. Peter, I know one of the things that you strongly urge all young people is to begin direct deposit of a portion of their paycheck into savings as soon as possible.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that people say to me, I hear this all the time with college students, and I'm going to tell you a true story. I say to college students, you know what, while you're in college, I want you to save something. Save as much as you can, but everybody, I want you to save something. And after one of my speeches, a student came up to me and he said, Peter, I can't afford to save anything. What should I do? And I said, well, you know what, I don't believe you. I think you can afford to save something. And he said, trust me, I'm flat broke. And then I said, well, what I'd like you to do is start saving a penny a day. And he said, well, I mean, is that going to make any difference? And I said, well, it's certainly not going to hurt that much, is it? So this was about 4 years ago when I first started speaking, and this gentleman started saving a penny a day. And he got one of those big water cooler jug things that we have in the office, and he started throwing change in there, and sometimes he'd throw all the change that was in his pocket, and sometimes he'd get inspired and throw $5 in there. Sometimes he'd throw in a 20. This gentleman emailed me just a little while ago. This was about 4 years later. How much money was in that jug when he took it to the bank? $4,000.
Nice.
From the college student who told me he couldn't save anything. So I tell students, save something, and there's probably no better way to do that than to just set up a direct deposit and have it automatic. You can do it for as little as $25 a month, which is less than a dollar a day. And really, I've gotten to the point in my career where I don't really want to hear any excuses why you can't save that 80 cents a day. You can find 80 cents on the ground every day if you have to.
Well, we talked about going online earlier. Now online, you can, with savings accounts online, you can get 4.5%, 5% now, which is pretty
good. Absolutely. There's a ton of accounts that are online that you can get. The ING Orange account is a wonderful one. And these are just things that you just got to get started. And don't worry. Don't look at it and say, well, it's only $25 a month. What difference does that make? You know, that's the wrong attitude. The attitude is, hey, I got started. Because if you can save $25 a month, it's very easy to save $45 a month.
Right.
And then it's very easy to save $65. And pretty soon, you're saving $100, $200 a month. And that puts you miles ahead of most other Americans who actually have a negative savings rate.
Bet. Peter, give us the Liberty Mutual website again, and also your website and your contact information.
People can reach me at Peter B as in boy, and then the word speaks.com, peterbspeaks.com. And again, that great site for renter's insurance with Liberty Mutual is youcovered.com, youcovered.com.
Peter Billigas, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. He's Young America's financial coach, and we encourage you to visit his website and learn more and read his books, because you do a great job, Peter, and we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Thanks to Peter for spending time with us. This edition of Young Money Radio was made possible by the In Charge Education Foundation and Young Money Magazine. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all young people is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Young Money Magazine on college campuses nationwide possible. To help lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. This program is available for listening 24/7 at youngmoney.com. Young Money Magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. I'm Mike Sciano, and for everyone here at Young Money, Thanks for listening, and enjoy your life right now.